Coronavirus is surging statewide, including here at home in the Central and South Coast. 200 new cases were reported in the region Wednesday, including 99 in Ventura County. Ventura County's public health officer says we're at a critical point in efforts to contain it.
If my reading is correct, we're showing the first signs of starting to lose this battle against COVID-19 in our county. The state reassures us that the level of increase is not worrisome. Well, it worries me. And it should worry you.
Dr. Robert Levin says with the reopening of much of the economy, many people are acting like the crisis is over when it's not.
It worries me because of what I see around me. I see our numbers starting to climb. I see gatherings of people. I saw a gathering of what must have been 100 or more people crowded together, shoulder to shoulder, watching a skateboard competition of some sort on Sunday morning in a park.
This week, the state had the biggest number of new cases since the start of the crisis. There were 6,000 reported Tuesday and 7,100 Wednesday. In the last 2 days, Ventura County has had 240 new cases and Santa Barbara County 144. Since the start of the crisis, Ventura County has had a total of 2,260 cases, Santa Barbara County 2,590, and San Luis Obispo County 473. About 1,000 of Santa Barbara County's cases are linked to the federal prison complex in Lompoc. Most people have already recovered, but there have been 72 coronavirus-related deaths in the region. While there have been questions about the impacts of people being out for Memorial Day weekend and protest marches, Dr. Levin says he's concerned people are just being lax when it comes to things like social distancing.
We must stop. We see businesses, stores, restaurants opening around us, and we tell ourselves, it's over. The worst is over. The real big offenders, the highest risk activities, those are the parties, the barbecues, the socializing while on the job, at lunch or during breaks. It's like we're cheating on our diet and angry or baffled that we can't lose weight.
Dr. Levin says we're on a very dangerous path.
What is the price we pay? Where are we headed? More cases of COVID-19, more people hospitalized, more people in our ICUs, more people dead. These are all bad outcomes. What they have in common is something difficult to grasp, something that's hard to imagine because we've never seen it before. That is an overwhelming of our healthcare system. What that comes down to is not only unnecessary deaths from COVID, but unnecessary deaths from other illnesses for lack of available hospital beds.
The county's public health officer says if we can't get it in check ourselves, the state will eventually act, and it would be devastating to parts of the already damaged economy.
The state will step in. They will roll back all the businesses and activity reopenings that we've seen. This hasn't happened yet, but I'm concerned that it will. We will be expected to strictly quarantine in our homes like we willingly did. Businesses, savings, and lives will be ruined. Some have been ruined already. More will be. But we can prevent that future from happening. It's not that hard.
This comes against the backdrop of more reopenings in Ventura County. Personal care services like nail salons have the green light to reopen with precautions, and movie theaters can reopen Friday with limits on capacity and other safety steps. Dr. Levin says controlling the surge isn't something government can do. He says it's up to us as individuals.
We can self-quarantine and social distance again. We can supervise ourselves better in our human-to-human interactions. We can still leave the house for essentials, for exercise, even to go out for a meal once in a while. Avoid gatherings. I think we should stop going out to do frivolous and unnecessary things.
Dr. Levin admits that his warning won't sit well with some people, but he says he needs to speak out while it could still make a difference in Ventura County.
I could wait 2 or 3 weeks before I tell you this. It would be less controversial. I wouldn't look like I was trying to scare you, and I'm not trying to do that. I hope and want all of us to work together to resolve that this needn't happen to us. That picture I painted needn't happen to us. We deserve our freedom, but the reality is we just can't have it yet.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.